Chapter 16. Joe Lee called Hank the next morning and asked if he wanted to live with her at her sister's house in Mount Freedom. Hank was stunned. The call came in about 10:30 in the morning, when Hank was still trying to milk his swollen sinuses so he didn't feel like he was going to burst. His mother answered the phone, and Hank heard a very stiff voice say that she would bring Hank to the phone momentarily. Nervously, she tapped on his door. Before he could answer, she announced that there was some woman on the phone. Hank looked at the closed door with his stuffed tissue in his nose and muttered Jolie's name. His mind raced like his pulse beat. He pulled the door open and strode to the phone. He heard her say his name in her long, river-like way, and before he could say anything else, she was sobbing. Hank felt a little odd standing there in his underwear, talking to Joe Lee while his mother listened from the next room. But as she continued to cry, he realized he didn't care how it looked to anybody. She told Hank that Tony had gotten drunk the night before, that he'd wanted to fuck her. She told him that Tony only thought of her as a piece of meat with a soft hole in it. She told him how he kept belching beer into her face and that he'd passed out while he was on top of her. The images of a grotesque carnival twisted in front of Hank's mind to the music of her tears. Tony had started by pulling off some of her clothes in front of one of his friends. When she protested, he slipped a half Nelson on her. She sat frozen while he showed his friends how bouncy her boobs were. She didn't tell him about the nights when she voluntarily jiggled her tits or put her ass in front of his friends' faces. She told him that after the man was so embarrassed that he left. She started crying and shaking uncontrollably. He told her that she could cry her fucking eyes out, but he was gonna stick it to her good before he went to sleep. She was still crying when she laid back on the bed and spread her legs. When Tony lost his heart on, he slapped her face and said she was a stinking whore who put out for everybody except the guy who was putting a roof over her head. Jolie couldn't talk anymore, and Hank said that he wanted to see her, asking if there was any place where they could meet. She said no, in a quiet and pathetic way, adding that there was no way that she could get out until after he left for work on Monday. She was taking everything that was hers and leaving there once and for all. "Are you coming with me?" she asked. Hank put his head down and tried to think. He couldn't. There was no time to think right now. "Yes," he said. They arranged a time later that night when he could call and she would make sure that she was next to the phone. Then they said goodbye. There was a swagger in Hank's step when he walked back into his room that would have challenged Matt Dillon. He closed the door and blew out his sinuses like a triumphant elephant. He looked at himself in the mirror and smiled at the way his eyes twinkled. He curled the short hairs above his sideburns and gave his mirror a sheepish grin. He told himself that this time he was going to find out what he was really made of. A real-life life slithering cat of a woman has just as much as told you that she wants you forever, and your alternative is this comfortable, stupid, dough-faced life. Hank saw himself as Crusader Rabbit slashing his way out of a wall of breathing flypaper as music rose and footsteps approached. The phone rang again. In her exasperated voice, his mother said, "He's in his room, Ron. Hold on a second." Heard her approach the door and rap more firmly this time. "Hank, telephone," was all she said before she retreated back down the corridor to the kitchen. Hank answered the phone, and Ron blared in his ear, "Have I got a fucking story to tell you?" "Oh, yeah," said Ron, trying too hard to hide his disinterest. "I was fucking arrested, man. Thrown in the slammer and everything." "Why?" "It's really complicated, but basically for walking down the street." "Hey, are you seeing Jolie today?" "I don't think so." Hank had decided to spend the day planning an approach to the mountain of problems that confronted him. "Do you want to get together? Have you got any good pot left?" "Not very much at all," said Hank. He wasn't going to spend the day getting stoned, and furthermore, he wanted to split the rest of his pot with Jolie, who had told him that she'd only tried it once and that it made her so horny that she was afraid to smoke it again. "Today probably wouldn't be any good," said Hank, in a voice that he was proud of. "Okay, man. Well, I gotta have my car tomorrow." There was a pause. "How come today isn't any good?"